in that same issue, which I'm beginning to think maybe we need to talk about. The editor's note said something that really sort of upset me, which is that, you know, even, and by the way, referring to this mess we got is somehow being as inevitable as death. What? Please, just get used to it. Smile and be happy. His version, the left, apparently the left version of that propaganda from Jeremy Bentham. You know, just look for the silver lining. Just, how did that song go? Accentuate the positive, right? Smell the roses. Look how much fun it is when we protest. Don't that feel good? Ain't it nice growing your garden, watching the chickens lay eggs? Please, please. And then, but what really upset me was him saying, implying that we're better than them mind, them brain dead folk doing their 9 to 5s. Come on, you know, that is fascist thinking and intentionally planted there. Please, we can only do this together. All of us have been trained in this mess. Ain't none of us no better. We're all in this mess together. We're each of us is on a different timeline for waking up, but we're gonna have to be patient with each other. Those of us who can, we share our love with each other and figure out ways to help wake each other up. That's what we're here for, spreading the good news. You know, we share our shine, just like Prince did. You know, we don't try to glimmer for only our tribe under cover of our our tents. Come on, let's hit the streets, folk. Let's show our shine. So the discussion in our April 10 and 17 shows, shifting gears, holds the keys to some of Proudhon's personal conundrums. I am speculating. And so gaps in his analysis, an unconscious compulsion to rescue the father. I mean, until we're conscious of it, yes, it is unconscious. Yes, it's in everybody under class. To save his life, his vitality, in rescuing the state, by demolishing the sum of the abuses of the state, which is necessarily a global state, because, you know, the good one, you know, we want to keep, right? Another discussion. Depends on that lexicon again. How our depends on our definitions. Otherwise, Proudhon could not help but see that if the goal of power, the global state statesman, is to see that atomized, unconscious greed privatizes everything, then the goal of power is to create scarcity. Recall that Proudhon defines property as the sum of the abuses of property, a definition which I hope immediately allays any fears that by property he means our personal possessions, one's home, one's car, etc., etc. The list he provided to illustrate the abuses of property I find helpful. Quote from Proudhon, Now I say that to establish equality among men, it is only necessary to generalize the principle upon which insurance, agricultural, and commercial associations are based. I say that competition, isolation of interests, monopoly, privilege, accumulation of capital, exclusive enjoyment, subordination of functions, individual production, the right of profit or increase, the exploitation of man by man, and to sum up all these species under one head, that property is the principal cause of misery and crime. unquote from Pierre-Joseph Proudhon. In Our Property is Impossible audio file from our April 17, 2016 show, we said that what property does is block our natural respiration, our connection with the earth. The mechanism by which they do this is called the economy, a mechanism with a built-in time limit, undesigned obsolescence from the Latin, falling into disuse. And reading that in the definition for obsolescence has stimulated some notions I'd like to explore together at some point. Falling into disuse, because it echoed in my head my thoughts when I was writing Waking Up in the plan section about how we turn away from what we don't want and turn to what we do. What signifies life, breath, an exchange of life with life, an exchange between equivalents? Equality being the sine qua non of association. As Proudhon says, quote, now neither a commercial nor an industrial nor an agricultural association can be conceived of in the absence of equality. Equality is its sine qua non. So that in all matters which concern this association, to violate society is to violate justice and equality. Apply this principle to humanity at large. Unquote. The exchange of associates must be on terms of equality. Between life and life, there is an equivalency. The exchange between each one of us and the earth is an exchange of equivalents. The earth breathes, gives to us. We recirculate her breath. And this process is continuous, except a minuscule few have established a shunt, sequester, and trap, a mechanism that diverts as it converts to trash the bounties of our common earth, converts to waste, most significantly, for the continuous reproduction of this process, we ourselves. But we represent for life. We are the wind, the sea, the recirculator of life energy, which to do evolutionally, globally, as sisters and brothers, requires that we see each other, know the whole. A world in which the gifts of each one of us, we consciously grow in a harmonic, melodious interweaving of notes of our contributions, creates, as Proudhon says, an harmonic arrangement, a poetic, always evolving interconnection. We fuse our worlds without coercion.